Soundstripe.
All right. Hey, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Cats Your Crown podcast again, Real Life, Real Talk, discussing real life topics that can encourage us to be better overall. Hopefully, y'all don't hear all those airplanes in the background. Anyway, so I want to discuss judgment on today. Something that seems so cliche, but it has gotten worse, especially with social media. I'm not talking about judgment like a heaven and hell to put someone in, but more so like, you know, like judgment amongst each other to the point of our own detriment. Like, all right. So like judgment is basically the process of forming an opinion of something or someone by comparing. So to jump right into it, let's just pause for a second, right? And think about a time where we have judged someone, like, for real, just think about it. Just think about it. You judge someone based on who they were, based on what they had on. Could have been yesterday, could have been today, could have been years ago. But we've all have judged someone or something about something, you know. I can recall plenty of times where I judged someone. And when I have been judged, and being judged is not a good feeling at all. I've been on both sides. And can I add that the aftermath of judging someone is not a good feeling either, y'all. Like, judgment comes in different forms. And that's another thing I want to discuss, the different forms of judgment. First, I want to start off with the big one. The one that matters the most, the one that truly, truly affects us, I feel like, the most, is family. Because the reason I say that is because a lot of times we hold our family to a high regard. Even if we don't care for family, certain family members, we still care about what they think to a certain extent. Whether that's to prove them right or prove them wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So anyway, I wanted to start off with family. And like, have you ever had that one family member that's going to always have something to say or turn their nose up because of something they felt or thought or judged, basically? You know what I'm saying? People always talk about like the bougie auntie, or they have that one bougie auntie. But in my experience, it's not always the bougie auntie, y'all. It's really not. Like, I've been judged by my own family members and they weren't bougie, not all of them. I've been judged by my own family and I've had people say, oh, she thinks she better. And you know what I'm saying? And anybody who knows me knows that's exactly not who I am. I'm not the type of person to think I'm better than anybody. That's not how I was raised. Sometimes it's a reflection of themselves, though. I've had a family member make up a whole lie before and say I did something or said something, and it was all made up, y'all. Like, but the goal was to make me look like what they had said or what they thought of me or what they thought I thought of myself, when really it was just a reflection of them. I thought I was better. I was acting funny with them, if you will. Like, we family, like, come on now. Like, you know what I'm saying? And for some reason, it didn't bother me that much. And I think it didn't bother me that much because if we know people, we know their struggles, you know, the root cause and how they act and where the judgment comes from. Sometimes you just kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, like, not that you expected it, but it's like not a surprise, right? But hey, and I still love them just the same. It is what it is, you know. There was another time, y'all, where like I had invited a friend to a family gathering event, and I bragged on my family. Like, I bragged on how loving they were, how cool they were. And this was another side of my family. And the way they turned their nose up at her and rolled their eyes at her when she came in. And I was like, wow. And she handled it well, but it embarrassed me. And I knew she could feel the tension. And, you know, I ended up leaving early. Like, I don't like stuff like that. I learned long ago, the same judgment can come back to bite you. And it will. And these were people of God, people in the church, like a pastor was there. And to me, it was disgusting on how they acted. I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. That was nasty and disgusting to me, because my thing is, this is why people don't go to church. This is why people don't want to go to church, because you judge too much. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like the Christians seem to judge more than anyone else. And it's really sad, y'all. Like, you could have one person to come into church looking for love or just looking for a hug. They could have been told, God, you know what I'm saying? I need you to bring somebody to me to give me a hug. I need you to bring somebody to me to do this or do that or give me a sign. You know, we do that a lot, right? But what about the broken people? What about the people who ain't touched God in a minute or heard from God in a minute? They can't trace him. You know what I'm saying? They still trusting in him now, but they can't trace him. What about those people? You know what I'm saying? That's looking for a sign from God. And the first thing they feel is rejection when they come through the door. The first thing they feel is, you know, not you, or where you come from, or why she dressed like that, or why he dressed like that. Oh, he act a little feminine. Okay, and that's for God to figure. That's for God to judge. Like, what? Like, so what? Like, it's just things like that. Like I said, this is the exact reason why people don't want to go to church. Christians seem to judge more than anyone, y'all. And it is sad. When you can find a good Bible-based, truth-telling, people-loving on people from all walks of life church or community, but you still get convicted about certain things, you stick with that church. You stick with them people. I'm telling you, it's hard to truly find a, and I know a couple out there now, good Bible-based churches, truth-telling churches. We loving on people from all walks of life. You know what I'm saying? You stick with them. Because they mean you well, for real. I seen a girl walk into church one time and she looked like she had just left Magic City, y'all. No lie. But guess what? She made it to church. She made it to church. And so what? She looked like she just left Magic. So what? You know what I'm saying? Of course, people stare, whatever. It's all good. But it's okay. She made it to church and we can worry about the clothes later. Let's get this baby's soul saved, honey. Okay? You know what I'm saying? But I had a family member go to the altar every time and I would judge them and be like, oh boy, here they go again. Like, and it took one of my friends from church, one of my sisters, I call her my sister, to be like, you're judging her. And God says to come to me, he'll never turn her away. Has he ever turned you away, Toya? She can go to him as many times as she like. She does it openly and you do it privately. You ain't perfect. And she was right. Boop. Got me. And she was right. Who was I? Who did I think I was to get aggravated because this family member would go to the altar so much? Like, who did I think I was? Oh my God. Like, who do I think? Like, what? Man, listen. Even now, y'all, I go into my prayer area and I am on my face repenting every time, daily. I'm literally repenting daily because, I mean, I just, whew. Thank you, God, for maturity and growth, for real. Because that was very judgmental of me. You know what I'm saying? And y'all, whether we like it or not, God still loves that person. God still loves the person who killed somebody, the person who raped somebody, the person who was a drug addict. God is love, period. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's real. God is agape. God, in Ephesians 2, 4 through 6, it says God's love is boundless and he forgives us every time we repent. Say, for instance, I go out here and somebody trying to rob me and I shoot them dead. Did I want to kill them? No, but I want God to forgive me. But I was doing it as protection, right? You know, and sad to say, even the ones who purposely kill people, y'all, God still love them people. For real. You know, again, Ephesians 2, 4 through 6 says God's love is boundless and he forgives us every time we repent. Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 11, God's love is based on grace. He give us his grace every day. You know what I'm saying? 1 John 4 and 8, whoever does not love does not know God. Because what? God is love. Again, 1 John 4 and 8 says whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. It don't get no clearer than that. I'm sorry. If you hate me, you hate me, you can't stand my goods, whatever. But you say you know God. But you hate me though. So it don't add up. So if you don't know love, you can't love your neighbor. It say right here in 1 John 4, 8, you don't know God, period. God is love. Anyway, so like in court, we see like on TV, like on the courtrooms. So you see families forgiving rapists and murders and stuff like that, forgiving people because that's what God called. And people like, what? Like, they just killed your child. They just did this. They just did that. And you going to forgive them? Because guess what, though? That's what God called us to do. And it may take time. It's stuff like this don't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight, but we have to learn to forgive. And, you know, it's hard, but we have to learn to forgive. Like that, that's growth right there. That's maturity right there. Cause you trusting in God to carry them burdens for you. You trust in God that he got it. Let him take care of it. That's why I always say, y'all mind your business. Mind your business and stay in your lane. If you feel somebody need to change their life, excuse me, or their ways, okay, take it to God on their behalf, y'all. Stand in a gap for your brother or sister. Like, or if it affects you that much, remove yourself from the situation and still take it to God. Let him lead and guide you and give you instruction. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, and I'm telling y'all this because I had to, man, listen. It is so hard every day. I'm going through something right now on my job, y'all. Like, something right there blaming my face, and I have to see this person, not necessarily see him, but I have to deal with this person knowing every single evil thing they've done to me. I have to still see this person, but guess what? I have to put on an armor. I have to pray every day before I go into work. I know a lot of us do though, but I seriously had to sit up there and search me an armor of God prayer, y'all, just to go to work every day. That's how bad it is. You know what I'm saying? I had to tell that testimony later, but man, listen, Proverbs 3:6 say, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. We have really got to make it normal for us to go to God with everything. I mean, everything. We got to stop judging people for what they do or who they are. We really do. James 4:6 says, God is against the proud, but he is kind to the humble. Humble yourself, cuz. For real, humble yourself. God is against the proud, but he is kind to the humble. I'm going to tell you something. What I learned about that pride, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. Baby, that pride will take you down. That pride will take you down. That pride will take you down. I'm going to tell you something. One person who I know is really prideful, and I love my daddy, God rest his soul. That was my baby. Lord knows I miss my daddy. But that was a prideful man. Sometimes I used to have to say, daddy, now come on now. Now come on. Come on, daddy. Now, you know. I mean, I used to be like, okay. I can just see his face like snaring up at me right now. But yeah, seriously though, God is against the proud, but he is kind to the humble for real. And it's crazy because you call yourself judging somebody for something they may or may not have or something they didn't did, but yet you still can't forgive somebody. This is what get me. We judge people for what they may have or what they may not have. That could be some material. That could be a marriage. It could be whatever. But yet you still can't forgive someone, or your heart is still holding on to anger towards someone. God is not pleased, baby. God is not pleased. He is not. And I said it. God will use a homeless person whose heart is pure and who has love and compassion versus the person who seems to have it all together and on church every Sunday. Let me say that again. God will use a hoe on the street. I'm keeping it a buck. A homeless person who drank their liquor, whatever. He will use them faster than he'll use a person in church every Sunday that look like they got it all together. God will use a person who you feel not qualified, but God is like the very thing that makes them qualified. I'm sorry, excuse me. God will use a person who you feel is not qualified, but God will use that very thing. That's what make them qualified, if that makes sense, because he sees what's inside. You see the outside, but baby, that person's heart's so pure. He can trust them with his word. He can trust them to go to, he can trust them to come to you. And I don't know whether y'all believe in prophecy or not, but I do. I believe in the prophetic because it's real. I've experienced it. So if someone comes to you and says, oh, I got a word for you, baby. But you looking at the outside of this person. And angels, we don't know when we encounter angels, right? That's another thing. I believe in angels. I've experienced that too. And that's another story time. But anyway, so you God will bring a homeless person to you, but you probably won't accept the word because of how they look. And God like, well, you told me to send you somebody. You told me to send a word, but you judging that person. You got people you can't even stand in line beside because they stink. because you judging that person and not saying, oh, just put up with it. But you get what I'm saying? Don't embarrass the person to make them feel bad about it. Got to use somebody who don't look qualified. And that's what he's starting to do a lot more in these times, y'all. He is really starting to use people that don't look qualified, but really he has qualified them. So don't miss out on your blessing because of something you see or because of something you feel. Oh, it ain't dressed up how you want it to be dressed up, baby. Yeah, don't miss your blessing because some of us, not all of us, I'm saying some of us, and this for the analytical ones, you know how y'all do, but no, for real. Some of us think going to church and looking the part, quote unquote, looking the part and having the perfect, quote unquote, idea of what living the American dream is. However, your heart ain't right. Your heart is not in the right place. Your heart ain't good. You don't even like yourself, to be honest. Y'all, we got some miserable people out here. I work with some. I know we got some miserable people out here, y'all. And if you miserable, if they're miserable, they want to be sure you're miserable too. And those people like that, you got to check your heart posture. What's your heart like? What is looking like? Everything look good on the outside. But baby, in the inside, you're crumbling. You hurt. Your heart hurting. You can't forgive. You're pissed off every day. Still holding on to something that happened 20 years ago. But yet you judging. You know what I'm saying? And you're jealous and you're coveting the next person. You know what I'm saying? Coveting is basically wanting what somebody else got. And you complain about everything. Check your heart posture. What's your heart posture looking like? You know what I'm saying? I held on so long to anger about my mama, you know what I'm saying? Because my dad really raised me and my mom was in the street on drugs or whatever, just keeping it a buck. And I held on to anger, but I'm like, baby, your mama did the best. Oh, she knew all what she did. Sometimes our parents only know what they know, that they only know like what they know, y'all. Like, so it's kind of like we expect so much of them sometimes, but they can really only give us what they have, if that makes sense. And I get into that another episode, but yeah. For real, and I had on to that for so long. I'm like, I had to get deliverance from that. Like, I had to stay in God's face and pray about that over and over and over. Like, babe, you got to remove that anger, babe. You got to remove that. You know, nobody probably seen it, but in the inside, I was hurting. And it's okay. You know, that happens. That comes along with life. It comes along with trauma. It comes along with things we go through. So, yeah. So, anyway, I want to get back to this. Like, check your heart posture. What is it looking like? Because it's definitely not pleasing to God. You look cute on the outside, boo. You look handsome. You know what I'm saying? Your kids look good. Your bank account looking good. But your heart, though, your heart ain't right. That's what matters. Just like the saying, what's the heart of the matter? You know what I'm saying? What's the root? What's the center? What's your center looking like? And I just feel the need to say forgiveness, too. For some reason, just keep harping on forgiveness. Like, it doesn't mean you have to be friends or rekindle with that family member, but it means you do have to release it. Because a lot of times we think of forgiveness and we think of, oh, buddy, none, I got to be in their fake, knowing they be lying, knowing they probably being fake. Da, da, da. No. You don't have to do that. But you do have to release the hurt and pain and offense. And then you move on. Release that. Because if you still got something triggering you or cringing up in you when you see somebody, that means it's some still there, some residue still there somewhere. And I'm telling y'all, and I'm not finna get on this microphone and tell y'all something I ain't experienced or something I ain't know. I'm speaking the facts right here. So yeah. India Arie had a song on her Testimony album called The Heart of the Matter. That was a beautiful song. it was called The Heart of the Matter, but it also talked about forgiveness as well. And I think it was on like one of her Testimony albums back in the day. And Luke 6:37 says, forgive others and you will be forgiven. Luke 11:4 says, Jesus taught his followers to seek forgiveness for their sins from God, but only if they forgave others first. Ephesians 4:32 says, forgiving each other with kindness and a tender heart as God forgave you. Again, Luke 11:4 says, Jesus taught his followers to seek forgiveness for their sins from God, but only if they forgave others first. You know what I'm saying? God forgive us every day, cuz get right. But anyway, so now I'm going to discuss friends. Let's talk about friends. What about your friends? So friends. Now, what about your little friends and coworkers, honey? Okay. Judging because of where you are in life, y'all, social media will have you going crazy. Like, this is why I got to take social media breaks. Sometimes I get missing because, number one, half of that stuff get on my nerves. The negativity sometimes eat at me. I'm such a, I don't know what you call it. I don't know what it's called, but stuff bother me. Like, I can't. I take on stuff. Like, I don't know. I just can't. I have to take breaks, put it like that. Mentally, I can take but so much. So I have to really take breaks from social media. Judging because of where you are in life, judging because of your past, not inviting you to places, y'all, or posting you on social media because they don't think you pretty enough or because you have it all together. Yeah, I said it. Some of y'all friends won't even post y'all on their social. And it's only, this stuff don't matter, but it's stuff that happens. I mean, you got people really out there that don't want to post you because they don't think you pretty enough, y'all. Like, I'm serious. Like, you got girls like that. These girls that hold these brunches and stuff, it's nothing wrong. Let me clear the air. This clarification for the analytical ones. I'm not saying nothing's wrong with the brunches, y'all, but y'all get where I'm coming from. We got people that do stuff just for status, y'all. It's like, them ain't your friends, baby. If they only calling on you to dump trash on you, calling on you because they know they can't talk. This is my thing. If they can't even talk to these girls they in pictures with, they can't even hold it. Half of them don't even know each other for real, y'all, to be honest. They just know they got cute clothes on. And I'm just going to keep it a book. You let them friends go. They are using you. I mean, they're immature. Seriously. Guys, too. Ain't no mature friend of mine that I can't go to and talk to. Like, and I call you friend? No. And I think we use that word too loosely, too. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. So I have watched people, y'all, judge each other because of cars and clothes and silly material stuff. Because at that time, they had it all together, right? And God is my witness. I watched a person go through hell, y'all. I watched a person go through hell, y'all. Lord knows this is true. And have to call on that person they judged. They had to call the same person that had it all together. The same person that had it all together, same person that judged, the same person that was, hey, living their best life. I watched a person go through it and then they end up having a call on that person they judged. Listen, check your heart, man. And another thing we have to realize is all of us are struggling. We have our own battles. We have our own struggles. And all of us have a mental capacity, if you will. Some of us can't handle what others can. You know what I'm saying? Your judgment of someone could be harmful, God. It could be like that one day could be their final straw. We just never know. And God hates it, for real. So on one of my jobs, storytelling time, I was real tight with one of the CNAs on one of my jobs. I think I had just moved to Georgia, whatever. Anybody know CNAs is a nurse's backbone, like, for real. I mean, they work hard. And I was cool with the CNAs and the lunch lady, right? Like, she'll walk down there and talk to us. We have a good time. Y'all, I love these ladies. And so they were so cool and we would laugh and just have a good time at work. Well, one day our bougie social worker came to me and said, can I ask you something? And I was like, sure, what's up? She was like, why do you always talk to them? They ain't on your level. And I was new to Atlanta, y'all. So I was like, I was kind of taken aback. I was like, huh? That was just the beginning of some of the competitive, crazy people I encountered while living here. Like, and I'm not trying to say Atlanta cool. Don't get me wrong. It's a different culture of people. It is. It's like a big melting pot. And people here, they hustle and they bustle. But it's a dog-eat-dog world, period. But yeah, like, I'm looking like, okay, well, I'm coming from this little old town, Rock Hill, South Carolina, honey. Like, what? Like, we just be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if you're the VP or the janitor. You know what I'm saying, babe? We can chop it up. Like, we can chop it up like it's cool. So I don't even think I answer her, y'all. I think I just kind of still kind of stunned. But anyway, girl gone. So, but I've always had a compassionate heart for people, though. Of all walks of life, like, and I know my life experiences have shaped me and made me the way I am. And it's like the older I've gotten, the more grateful I become and have been able to be thankful for things I went through because it has been beneficial for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be a room full of people from the street without clutching my purse, inside joke. Y'all know how y'all try to act. And I can be in a room full of Obamas. You know, it is what it is. But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And like I said, my life has shaped me though into who I am. And on another job, I had a preceptor. I was being trained or whatever, and it was a guy, and he was like, let me see your keys. What kind of car you drive? And I laughed it off because I'm like, oh, I know he joking. And he wasn't. He really wanted to see my keys and what kind of car I drove. And I was like, okay. Now, honey, now this is getting a bit too far. But yeah, that's it's crazy. Now, next, I want to talk about strangers, y'all. What about being judged by strangers? Being judged because of your race, your socioeconomic status. I've seen this a lot in healthcare. I remember having to advocate for my race, of course, and of course, for former races a lot. It was a guy mad at me outside of a pizza joint one time. I was in Sandy Springs, and I think I was on break or something. And he was like, why did you give that boy money? He's going blah, 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 blah. And he always stand out here, and he just went on this whole rant. And I was like, sir, what he does with that money is his business. I'm led to do what I feel I need to do or what I want to do. I don't care what he does with this money. But I know if God placed something on my heart to give, I'm going to give it. You know what I'm saying? Or if I feel the need to give, I'm going to give it. That's just me. So, yeah, what he do with that, that's nothing. He want to go get him a little whatever. You know, that's his business. Anyway. When I didn't have a child, I would judge people in public. I'm just going to keep it real with you. Whose kids are screaming and stuff. And I'm like, dang. But I mean, huh? You can't control your kids. But listen, I have one, just one. And sometimes I just be tired, y'all. I learned that it's not that the parent didn't care, but maybe they were just tired that day. We don't know what people went through throughout the day, throughout the week. Honey, these poor mamas out here trying to do the best they can, okay? When people say you can't tell me anything until you have kids of your own, I believe that's saying it so true. But anyway, I really just want to give you all something to think about and meditate on. Luke 6:37 says, Jesus taught us to be forgiving instead of being judgmental. Okay. And Matthew 7:1-3 says, do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own? You know? So to sum it up, y'all, just quit judging people. We don't know what people are going through. I mean, give it to God. Give it to God, you know? I mean, I just, y'all, please give it to God. I can't stand judgment, y'all. Like, we never know who we're going to need. And not just that, we got to have a heart of compassion. You know, some of us selfish, some of us don't care. And that's okay, too. But you got to take an account for it, you know. So, I don't know. It, like in Hebrews 9:27 and John 12:48-49, it says, everyone will die and face judgment. So we already have our own issues to sort out. We don't know what's going on with people. Just let people be. You know, I love y'all. And I'm out. Again, if y'all have any questions, any concerns, then just hit me up at CastYourCrownPodcast@gmail.com.